beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Egypt. I wasn't going to be Egypt. I searched through all the rooms and the Sphinx and in the tombs, and I heard some rock and roll. Guess so what I did? Behold, I saw
King Tyra, Cleopatra, saw King Tyra, Cleopatra, saw King Tyra, Cleopatra, while the Sphinx was a beating time.
God was screaming to me, honey, sugar daddy is my name, and as crazy as I was, I made it really look.
Possum, apple blossom, I wanna see you go with all
kids. I'm rockin' with a little bat, so kids. I'm rockin' with a little bat, so kids. I'm rockin' with a little bat, so all the things was a beat in time.
No, you did not miss the turning of the clocks for daylight savings time. That's this weekend. But, yeah, by surprise, it's the Big Beat Show here. I'm filling in for Jeff Wirtz this evening. And it's always a pleasure to fill in for Jeff when he's not here. And my name is Lou Rollo, the regular host of the Big Beat Show. It usually follows Jeff's show, but I'm here tonight for an hour now and an hour later. So hang in with me. We'll listen to some vocal group harmony, rhythm and blues, rock and roll. Sometimes gospel and sometimes soul, right here on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. And that one that with which we opened this evening's program from 1958 on the Crosstown label, an oddball group called the Socialites. And that was called King Tut Rock. We're going to go to a New York label now, the Fury label, March 1957. The song is called Honey, Honey. My name is Lou Rollo, and this is Louis Lyman and the Teen Chords.
You don't know, honey, honey.
Honey, 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 honey.
Honey,
you don't know. How what do you don't know? How
I said, darling, are you?
Baby, you know I love you so. I never, never.
Well, yeah. Yeah, if you're just tuning in to hear Jeff Wirtz, you've probably figured it out already. Jeff isn't here. My name is Lou Rollo, the regular host of the Big Beat Show, filling in for him tonight. He's away, out of town tonight, so he asked me to fill in, and I said, heck, yeah, sure, I will. So here I am, and you're stuck with me for an hour now and an hour later of vocal group harmony. This show, the Big Beat Show, started here in 1981. It'll be 26 years on this radio station in just a few months, and we'll be looking forward to that. We heard Louis Lyman and the Teen Chords on Fury. By the way, that's Frankie Lyman's little brother. March 1957 is when that record came out, and that was called Honey, Honey. Then out of Chicago, the Dells, the Great Dells, sometimes known as the Mighty Dells. On VJ Records from July of 1956, the Dells gave us one of their many, many great records. That was called JoJo. Then right after that, which I think is sort of an answer record, although it came out 4 years later, on Donna Records in California, the group was called the Galahads. They were a West Coast group. I think they were from Washington, D.C., if I recall right. JoJo, the Big Wheel by the Galahads on Donna Records, February 1960, and it came out again in 1 month later on Delphi. I guess the reason for that sometimes is that when a record begins to sell real well, the same company, and it really was the same company, just repressed them up. They chose a different label, though, Delphi, and they added the lead's name on Delphi as Jimmy Pipkin and the Galahads. That's enough talking, Lou. Let's play some more music, huh? Okay, let's. The Flamingos had a really, one of their many, many records on End. I guess it was maybe 1959, a tune called I Was Such a Fool, but probably in the early 60s, or not too long after 1959, this group called the Chimes, I am not sure which group of Chimes this is, because there were several, an East Coast group, though I can tell you that, did this unreleased, probably a demo. And they do a version of I Was Such a Fool, the Flamingos' old song. So let's give a listen to how the Chimes did it, a cappella, right here on the Big Beat Show. That's not it. No, Lou, not good. How about this? There you go.
I was such a fool to fall in love. I was such a fool to think you loved me too. Then suddenly something happened. Your love flickered and died, but mine kept right on burning. Then burst into a touch impossible to hide. I was such a fool to think that you were mine. Here's to your new love. Let's drink a toast of sparkling wine. Taught me a lesson, it's true, but wait till it happens to you. I was such a fool to fall in love with you. You taught me a lesson, it's true, but wait till it happens to you.
I was such a fool to fall in love with you.
Commonplace occurrences of day-to-day living. One thing stands out as a completely unique experience.
in love with you. I was such a fool to think you loved me too. Then suddenly something happened. Your love flickered and died, but mine kept right on burning. Then burst into a torch impossible to hide. I was such a fool to think that you were mine. Here's to your new love. Let's drink a toast of sparkling wine. You taught me a lesson, it's true, but wait till it happens to you. I was such a fool to fall in love with you.
You taught me a lesson, it's true.
Fall in love with you.
Yeah, there you go. That is actually the Flamingos' version of the song, as I kind of told you about. I didn't predict I was going to play it, but a little surprise. The Flamingos on End Records. Recorded October 20th, 1959, and issued in the next month. Yep, the Flamingos with I Was Such a Fool, and just ahead of that, the Chimes, don't know who they were or where they're from, an a cappella demo of some sort, unreleased, and that was their version of I Was Such a Fool. And let's see, I got a three-record set coming up for you right now, right here on the flexible vinyl, Big Beat Show. That's it, I got it. First, we'll hear the Mighty Jupiters, something, another thing, unreleased, probably about 1958. This, if it is the same Mighty Jupiters, they did have one record on the Warner label, and I cannot tell from listening if it's them or not, but we're going to hear a tune from them called It Takes Two to Fall in Love. And then right after that, an unreleased Chicago record by a group called the Condors. Now, there was another group called the Condors. I doubt very much this is them. This is a Chicago group. Another unreleased piece of vocal group harmony beauty called Meet Me Halfway. So, what do you say we get started? Here's the Mighty Jupiters, and It Takes Two to Fall in Love.
Ah, when do our wedding just be it takes two to fall in love. It takes two to fall in love. Remember, my friend, to stay on it. It takes two to fall in love. It takes two to fall in love.
Oh, yeah, that 50s romantic ballad, actually it's early 60s romantic ballad with the long fade out, again on the Donna label from June 1961. We just heard Valentino and the Lovers and One Teardrop Too Late. Valentino is actually an old guy who's seen a lot of groups out in the West Coast, a guy named Bobby Ralph. And the Lovers were, I guess they were just a part of his posse. Ooh. I'm sorry, I thought I was playing modern music. Some guys that he used to sing with, the Lovers. Bobby Ralph as Valentino and the Lovers with One Teardrop Too Late on Donna Records 1961. And a soul-ish record, obviously, out of Chicago. So we've got to say that's a early to mid, well, we'll say 60s. I'll give myself a whole decade of variation there. The Condors with Meet Me Halfway, and it was the Mighty Jupiters singing a song, an unreleased recording, probably about 1958, 9 maybe, maybe even a little bit later. It Takes Two to Fall in Love.
I talk to my echo.
I love you.
And my echo answers me.
I love you.
What I see
Well, howdy do there. I am Lander Coleman of the Coleman Brothers. I'm listening to the Big Beat Show. Beautiful. Play some more of those beautiful songs.
Oh, Ezekiel.
I just played you a couple of very interesting pieces, I think. Let's go back to the first one first. I believe it's the Belltones on Hull Records, another New York label. 1950s. It was 57 is when it was issued. It was recorded in August of the previous year in New York. The Belltones with I Talk to My Echo. I believe that's the first example of a rock and roll group that used an electronic effect in it. I may be wrong, but there were other records before that, but not what you would consider a rock and roll record, and that was, in 1957, a rock and roll record. Just now, by a very prolific group from Newark, New Jersey, the Coleman Brothers, probably recorded in January of 1948 and issued in 1949 on their own label, the Coleman label, their version of Dry Bones. And we heard Lander Coleman, the late Lander Coleman now, I met him and had him do that little promo for my show. What an amazing group were the Coleman Brothers, and they were, you know, gospel singers in Newark, and they looked around and saw that other people were making a lot of money with selling records, so they, after they were recording on Manor Records, they started their own label, the Coleman label, and put out a lot of nice things, and they actually, then they bought a hotel in Newark and had their own hotel, one of the first black-owned hotels, certainly in Newark, and one of the early black-owned record companies also. The Coleman Brothers really made a lot of great records. Incidentally, there's a new CD out, well, new as of the time of the taping of this program, called The Coleman Brothers. Probably get it in one of those catalogs someplace. Let's see who put this out. Acrobat. It's on the Acrobat label, and it is called The Coleman Brothers, and there are 29 cuts by that great, great group out of Newark, New Jersey, my hometown. That's where I was born. Now let's go to, most of you probably know the song called Peanuts by Little Joe and the Thrillers on the OK label, Philadelphia group. And that came out in 1959-ish, maybe 58 near the end. The next record they did was called The Echoes Keep Calling Me, but the company didn't put on the record the correct name of the outfit, Little Joe and the Thrillers, since they probably assumed that Little Joe would someday go out on his own. They credited the record as Little Joe the Thriller. Now that would confuse a lot of people because it certainly sounds the same, and people would go out and buy the record anyway. So let's give a listen to it. What do you say? On OK 1959, Little Joe the Thriller, but it really is the group, the Thrillers, and the Echoes Keep Calling Me.
Get you by and by. with you. You never smile, you never laugh, you never say, dear, let's make romance. Out of a million girls, I had to fall in love with you. My heart is sad because of you. What can I say, dear? What can I do? Out of a million girls, I had to fall in love with you. Who fell in love? What can I say, dear? What can I do? Out of a million girls, I had to fall in love,
in love
with you.
What an incredible performance and a great, great sweet ending right there. That song was called Out of a Million Girls, and most people think that was recorded and issued by the Creators, but it isn't. Although that is probably the Creators backing up the artist George Davis. That's how it originally came out on Philips Records in 1962, maybe 1963, but more likely 1962. It's George Davis, backed up by the Creators, Out of a Million Girls. And it was also done a couple years later by the J-Nels, really nice version by that group too. It was the Dewdroppers on a Groove, that's a subsidiary of RCA, on an EP, an extended play 45 only. And that's Groove EP number EGA-2 from 1955. We heard Honey Bunch, and it was The Echoes Keep Calling Me by Little Joe the Thriller. You know, as I was listening to that, I realized that's not the same group that did Peanuts. That's a female group backing him up on OK. Might even include some of his daughters and his wife who did sing with him. I know they sang with him later on. That may be them and maybe just a studio group. But Little Joe the Thriller and some girls backing him up there with Echoes Keep Calling Me. Now it's time to go to the Apollo tapes. I have in my possession some of the outtakes of many things that were recorded in the studio for the Apollo label. I have stuff from Parrot, Fire, and Fury labels. I think maybe a few others. I'm not sure. One of the groups that certainly has the most impact on rhythm and blues was the Larks, Gene Mumford and the Larks. They did one with Tar Heel Slim singing lead on it. He was a member of the group at the time. Blues singer Tar Heel Slim. Alan Bunn was his real name. And a real bluesy song called Eyesight to the Blind. We are now going to listen to Take One in the studio. We're going to go right into the studio in New York City in the Apollo, not the Apollo Theater, but the Apollo Recording Studio. And we will listen to them talking about and working on this song. This is Take One. I have actually, let's see, I have four takes of this myself. I'm not sure which one was issued. Probably, well, one of them certainly was, if not another one. But we'll listen to Take One right now, okay? And it's 3 minutes and 10 seconds long. So let's hear what it was like in the studio in New York City in early 19, maybe 51, 52. Here they are. Let's go. Quiet. Let's step in. We don't want them to know we're here, okay?
You know, it's racing.
What number you want to have done this? Take one.
mind. Do you can talk about your woman? I wish you God you could see mine. Every time that little girl starts loving, she brings eyesight to the blind.
Okay, I want to get this extra cut in for you right now. So let's see, I got to go to cut number. If I'm not right, this is actually from a 78 that I have at home. If I got the right one on here, yeah, this is called "Those Magic Words" by Ann Nichols and the Bluebirds on the Sittin' In With label from 1950.
I love you. When you said those magic words, I love you, I could see thank you.
Oh, yeah, you talk about old? That was pretty old, huh? How about that one? Yeah, that was Ann Nichols and the Bluebirds on an old 78 on the Sittin' In With label, their second of two on that label from 1950 on a 78 RPM, right now on a CD, and that was called Those Magic Words. Hey, it was a lot of fun for me to fill in for Jeff tonight and this afternoon. It was always good to do that for Jeff anytime he needs me, and I will do that. I'm Lou Rollo. By the way, Jeff will probably not be back next week either, but he will be back the week after that. I will not be filling in for him next week, though. But I am the regular host of the Big Beat Show. My name is Lou Rollo, and we play rhythm and blues, rock and roll, sometimes gospel, and sometimes soul in the, the old rock and roll vocal group harmony. That's what we do here on the Big Beat Show. I'm going to take it out now with a transcription by the Deep River Boys on the ASP transcription, actually Associated Program Service, from April 9th, 1946. We're going to listen to the Deep River Boys and something called Hurry Home. So may harmony be with you. Thanks for listening. May harmony be with you until next time we meet. And good night.
I had to call you on the phone because I feel so alone. Don't like this being on my own. Can't you, won't you? I give the world.